stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Election Day, Tuesday, May 6, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you have checked with your local clerk to find out whether you have to vote today, well, today's the day. They are hosting a ton of bonds and millage proposals across the state of Michigan today. 139 specific requests. Is your township one of them? Basically, I'm against these special elections held in May because one of the reasons is that the snowbirds haven't returned from down south. They're not even here yet. Many of them, I believe, would be against these school millages, but they don't get to vote in person. And if they do vote absentee, did their ballot get forwarded to their address down in Florida, Arizona, Texas, wherever they went? Probably not. So it's critical of us that are here working year-round to go to the polls today and vote no. Some of these millages, some of these bond proposals, folks, are absolutely ridiculous in what they're going to be spending the money on. And they do it all the time. And you know one of the things that's most interesting? Every single one of these houses that have a vote yes on the school bond or school proposal is a former retired public school teacher. I know Antrim County like the back of my hand from working Vicki's county clerk race last year. I know exactly where all the Kamala Harris and Elisa Slotkin signs are. And then in the November election where the write-in Cheryl Guy signs were right next to them. Sure enough, driving around the county, seeing the exact same houses with vote yes on the school millage. Why? Why do Democrats, progressives, always want to tax us more money, more money, more money? Especially for some of these projects. I talked about yesterday's show. Central Lakes School District here in Antrim County, $15 million to invest in updating an old building that's collapsing and falling apart. For a declining population back in the 70s and 80s, over 500 students in the school, now 212. They could very easily consolidate with Bel Air just down the road, about 10, 15 minute school bus ride, and move into newer buildings. It wouldn't be that difficult. Officer Rick, if you're listening, how many kids and you get on a school bus. You used to be a school bus driver. Anybody else out there, a school bus driver, text me how many kids you can get on a school bus. How many buses would it take to ship those 212 kids 10, 15 minutes down M88 to Bel Air, Michigan? This is just pure insanity. Sorry, folks, totally against these special elections they hold in May. I'm voting no right after the show today. Check with your clerks and find out if you have to go vote no as well. And let me know. Let me know what's going on in your local community. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I have a close friend, somebody who is active in the church, Pastor Chatfield's church on Sundays, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake, Annette Thompson. I believe she's either a teacher or works in the office. And I was talking with her yesterday, and she was cleaning up a lot of the brush and debris from the ice storms and the wind. She was out working in the yard, a lot of stress on her knees and back and different things. And then she was at a family gathering, and she had to climb some steps and then step up onto this big deck. And when she did, she felt something pop in her knee. And she's like, oh, no, this is not good. She felt it. She heard it. So she called her doctor. She has an appointment with him tomorrow. And I said, well, after you meet with the doctor, when you meet with the doctor, I said, I want you to mention this laser light technology that Dr. Gary Willey has in his office there that Stacy's been trained on. I want you to reach out to them and talk to him about getting a two-pack Trucker Randy discount package and get in there and do a couple of therapy sessions with the deep tissue laser light. And she's like, wow, this sounds fantastic. I told her about your other lady with the knee situation. Recap the details of that one patient, the lady that had severe knee pain, who came into the office. What did she feel when she came in? What did she feel when she left?
Well, her situation was that she had two brand new knees. I mean, not brand new years wise, but she had, you know, new knees. It wasn't her original knees. And
her,
she came
her
in
God-given
with
God-given knees.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And so she came in with a pain scale of 10, and the first day she left with a 1. And then the next time she came in 4 or 5 days later, she came in with a 4, and she left with a none. And so she is definitely sold on that. She said she hasn't had to come back. I did talk to her. She hasn't had to come back yet. She doesn't feel anything yet. So
Excellent.
Can help very well. Now, with this lady's circumstance, it could be that there's something mechanical or something else that's going on in her knee. You know, I don't know, and
sure,
the doctor will probably come get to the bottom of that. But this could definitely help if it isn't anything mechanical, for
right,
sure.
Where she
yes,
popped a ligament or something in her knee,
yes,
that needs surgery to repair it.
Then if that's the case, obviously this can help it heal after the surgery. If there is one, it can help all of the other tissues and the pain relief. In the meantime, she has to walk. So, you know, definitely come in and check it out. Obviously, she'll be at her doctor first and find out what he has to say or she has to say first.
Yeah, well, that's what I suggested, going and seeing you, and then she said, well, I already have the appointment with the doctor on Wednesday, so
yeah,
let's see what he says, and then, you know, she's definitely going to check it out. Now, one of the other things, a couple of people have responded well with other knee issues. I know Randy Walker had a knee replacement, and he came over and saw you as well. Have you heard from Randy recently? How's he doing?
No, I haven't. So
oh,
I am not sure. Hopefully,
well,
very good.
If he's not calling you, then he must be doing pretty good then. That's great. Well,
but I did have another young lady come in yesterday. She would squat down and her one knee stuck. She couldn't get up. And so when she finally sat there a while, laid down over to the side, etc., because she's in her 30s, so she can obviously come back up from a squat.
Sure.
And she was all the way down. She said it just felt like it was so swollen she couldn't get up. When she finally got up, she was left with something under her kneecap. She said it felt like it was just so swollen inside.
Mm.
So I did laser on her, and she couldn't believe it. She went down and up and down and up. She's like, I can't feel the swelling. It's like it's gone, and there's no pain or anything. She wasn't complaining too much of the pain. She said it was about a 2 before she started, but it was just the swelling and the tightness in her knee. And after the treatment, she was blessed to be one of the people that could feel it right afterwards.
Right,
you know, some
away.
People do feel yep. it 3 to 5 hours later instead.
Now, well, one of the things on that point, had she hurt the knee? Had this been something that just been slowly developing over time? How did she describe her knee situation walking in?
That literally it felt tight and like it was just really swollen.
Mm.
And that's how she felt when she squatted, not thinking too much of it, being 30-something years old.
Sure.
And and just couldn't get up. So when she, you know, sat there for a while, leaned over to the side and just, you know, I don't know if she has anything mechanical going on inside of her knee or not, but this took care of all of the swelling and she felt like it was brand new.
Mm-mm-mm. Amazing. Well, young people.
Yeah, maybe the swelling went down really fast.
Yes, they get inflammation or swollen and you zap them with the laser and they respond just that much quicker. One of the other things, after we spoke last week, I had a truck driver contact me. He does kind of interstate. Sometimes it's inner, sometimes it's intra. He stays in the state of Michigan. Sometimes he'll go to Ohio, he says. But most of the time he tries to stay in Michigan. And he was listening on the show, and he said, I get loads occasionally up to Grayling and Gaylord. And he wanted to know how much farther it was, and I explained it to him.
45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And he asked how much in advance, if he knows that he's getting a load up to Gaylord or Grayling, how much in advance notice would you need to schedule for his lower back? He has a lot of back issues sitting in the truck for 10, 11 hours a day, and it starts to stiffen up. And he said, would this help my back? And I believe it would. But his concern was he doesn't know exactly when he's coming to the area. How much advance notice do you have to work with?
Yeah, just give us a call, and I will do everything I can to accommodate anyone, you know, as long as I can in the schedule. So even when our schedule's full, if someone else calls and they're in tons of pain, I just see them at the very end of the line of the people, you know, whoever's has the appointments. But like yesterday, we had a gentleman that came in at 5 foot and got an adjustment and then got laser. And he was probably closer to an 8 to 10 pain scale. And he walked out straight with a 0.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he was 5'6" at the end of the day.
He could actually stand up.
Yep.
Well,
he
funny.
He wore his support belt on the way out. He's like, I'll just have it as a reminder to not do anything crazy.
Right.
I'm like, you betcha. You make sure that you act like you are in the pain that you came in for about a month or so.
Right. Yes.
Let it heal. Yep.
Now, because of the pain, you're saying he was literally hunched over that much. He couldn't stand erect, basically.
No, he couldn't.
Mm-mm-mm. Let's see. I got a couple text messages coming in right now. Elizabeth asked, is this something that will help with arthritis in my hands?
Absolutely. I have one lady who has committed to, she came for maybe two or three weeks consistently a couple times a week, and then she went out to once a week, and now she's trying twice a week. This will be her first twice a week. We'll find out how that works, and she does it strictly for the arthritis in her hands. She is totally enjoying the dexterity that she has. She's like, before she did this, she couldn't do the okay sign with her fingers or do a lot of, you know, things at home. She's working with activities of daily life, her ADLs, so she just wants to do them all comfortably, and she can now. And she can do the okay sign.
And she can do the okay sign.
Yep. Excellent. So that helps a lot with hand arthritis, you bet.
Okay. Well, we know basically how it works, but for those who haven't heard you before,
sure.
Let's back up a little bit and let's talk about this laser light technology. What does it do exactly and how does it impact ourselves, our body?
Well, there's two lasers. It's called a multi-lock system because of that. They're connected together, synchronized together. There's the 808 nanometer light that is a continuous beam of energy to the area wherever, you know, I am directing the laser, and that works to reduce the inflammation and the swelling. And then you have a 905 nanometer pulsed energy light, and that is for the discomfort or the pain, and it disrupts the pain signals that go to your brain. So it actually goes in and energizes your cells, which helps to detox your cells and get rid of any of the debris so that it can be a healthier, more active cell so that it can actively heal and replicate so that you can have faster healing. So this laser does probably about 30 to 40% of your, you know, faster healing than you could without it.
without it. And a lot of it, again, like you mentioned, the young lady with the knee situation, mm-hmm. a lot of it is just inflammation. It seems like that's what responds to this laser light the best, is how the inflammation, the swelling basically is reduced.
Sure. Sure. That all helps, you bet.
Okay, good. I got another text. My wife is getting ready for surgery to have a knee replaced next month in June. Is this something that maybe she should do before the knee replacement, or is this something she should wait and do after?
Well, if she wants help with pain beforehand, she definitely can. And then 2 days after treatment, she could come in for expedited healing. So add it to your list of go to your, you know, even if it's just once or twice a week, just come in and get it lasered, like you put it in your schedule, like you do your PT.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, yeah. One of the things I would think, because I've had my hip replaced and my left hip, my right shoulder, and honestly, based on the treatments I've received from you so far, Stacy, I think it would probably help the joint that's being replaced, the tissue around it would be probably the swelling would be reduced, inflammation reduced. It might make the surgery go quicker, easier.
Well, especially that last week before you go into surgery, you have to go off all pain medications. So if you were taking ibuprofen, acetaminophen, any of the NSAIDs, etc., with this doctor, you have to go off of all of it for 1 week beforehand,
sure.
which could leave you quite in a sorts. So this could be very handy for both reasons, what you named and for the pain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number. If you guys would like more information, talk with Stacy, ask your questions. The phone number is 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. They're located right there at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan. They're on the west side of the Main Street, right across from Mulligan's Restaurant. But you do need to call, schedule an appointment, and make sure that they understand everything that you're coming in for. You can ask your questions, find out about the Trucker Randy discount for the two-pack, and have a conversation with Stacy, get any questions answered before you go ahead and schedule. So with that, Stacy, final thoughts, message you'd like to say to the folks before I let you go today?
Well, I just wanted to let everyone know that this is a very painless treatment. You don't even hardly notice that you're getting it done. So I'm not adding to any existing pain, and hopefully afterwards you'll be rid of it. So it'll restore your function and your relief.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I laid there when you were doing my shoulders, and actually you and I and Dr. Gary were together in the room there, and he was actually cracking jokes with me while
yes.
I was going through it. So I read a couple of those on the radio, and everybody's like, okay, did you get that from Dr. Gary? I'm like, yes, I did. You must go to his office. You hear the same jokes. So
yes, there you
everybody
go.
Loves him. So greatly appreciate that. And again, the phone number, 231-627-4300. They're open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, but you can schedule outside of those days by appointment only. You got to get a hold of Stacy ahead of time and get that figured out. So, Stacy, we greatly appreciate you, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Bye.
Bottom of the hour news break of our number one today on this Election Day, Tuesday, May 6, 2025 edition. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable.